Welcome to March the 22nd. Five games to go through tonight. One game left, one day left, sorry, in week 21. I think it's 21. For many of you, maybe the final of your head-to-head matchups or the semi-final. Good luck tomorrow. We'll cover everything. The return of LeBron James wasn't a good return, but it was, well, production-wise, let's say it was a decent return. Wasn't a good return in terms of the result. Tough loss for the Warriors as well on the road. Let's get into everything. This is the Saturday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Come on, brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Let's get straight into the action from Saturday night. Only five games. Very nice indeed. First game, the Indiana Pacers get the win over the Brooklyn Nets, 108-103. We'll start with the Nets. New lineup. Every night is basically a new lineup when we look at the Nets. Cam Johnson had 20 points in his 37 minutes. You hold him, you play him when he's active, and you leave him on the bench when he's not. Jalen Wilson had 13 points, nothing else. Nick Claxton, 9 and 10, no steals, no blocks, 4 of 9 from the field. So really not helping you a lot. The 10 rebounds, I guess, are handy, but under 50% on low volume and no defensive stats. Yeah, continues what's been a pretty disappointing season for Nick Claxton production-wise. Keon Jensen had 17 points with three steals. Tyrese Martin started 9 points. Trendon Watford off the bench, 26 points for him. That's four games in a row with double digits. Look, I mean, we could come out the next game and he might not even play. So we know the drill here with Brooklyn, and it's much the same for the Wizards and for the Jazz and for who else? The Pelicans, not too much, but it's definitely with the Nets and the Wizards, who we'll talk about shortly. It's a game-by-game basis. So I'm not going to tell you to hold anyone. I'm not going to tell you to drop anyone. Claxton seems to be playing every game, so I guess we hold him. Dayron Sharpe, there's no reason at all. Are they going to shift to him as the starter at some point? Maybe, but it's going to be too late, I think, for fantasy managers. Let's move to the Pacers as I fix this screen up. All right, Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton returned 16 points, 12 assists, steal. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but the assists, a steal. Numbers are pretty good. Three games I think he missed. So good to end your week with a game from him. With Halliburton back, Andrew Nembhard and Aaron Nesmith, all of these guys just did a little bit less as expected. So Nembhard, you can go ahead and drop him if you've been holding him. Same goes for Nesmith. Pascal Siakam, much better in this one after a poor game. Can't remember who they played last time, but he was poor. 26 points in this one, 6 assists. Benedict Mathurin moved back to the bench. You can also move on from him with Halliburton back. 13 points for him in 27 minutes. He's on the borderline, on the cusp of being a cut or a drop or a hold. But this time of the year, you have to be pretty brutal. And I think you can just move on if you would rather stream in someone to fill his spot. And yeah, two steals for TJ McConnell, but we don't need to worry about any of the fringe guys there in Indiana. All right, the Warriors, they were without Steph Curry and they go down to the Hawks, 124-115. It is a tough loss for them. It puts them, they're still in the sixth seed, I believe. Where are we? Yes, still in the sixth seed in the West, but Clippers, Minnesota, both nipping at their heels. They're basically all on the same record. It's pretty close. So, yeah, not a great night for the Warriors. Good night for the Hawks, though. Let's start with the Warriors with no Steph Curry. Brandon Podziemski, Moses Moody both did a bit more. We talked about both of those guys being holds or adds until Curry is back, and I maintain that they both should be held. Podziemski had 19, 8, and 4 with a steal. Moody had 24 and 5 with two steals and a block. Quinton Post started in this one, 11 points, 4 rebounds. He's fine. Don't have to hold him. Draymond Green, who, if we remember, was it the last game he led them in scoring? Oh, I can't remember. 5 points anyway. Still got you the other stuff. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals and a block. Kuminga had 16 points off the bench. Buddy Hield, who I heard him spoken about as a pickup or an ad with Steph Curry out. I don't know what that was based on. He's been absolute trash this year and he had 5 points. So hopefully you didn't go and pick up Buddy Hield. Gary Payton also did very little, 11 points in his 17 minutes. So Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Podziemski, Moody, Curry, probably Kuminga are the guys that we're holding. Everyone else we can just stream as required. All right, for the Hawks, Mo Gay started again. They seem to just be running with him as the starter. He's not someone we have to roster because he's only playing 15 minutes. He did have a block. Nothing else. Trae Young had 25 and 10 with a steal. Dyson Daniels, 12, 11 and 6 with three steals. Onyeka Okongwu, favorable matchup for him, 22 and 12, two blocks, two threes. He's turning into the player that we have been hoping for, so very good to see. George Niang had 23 points off the bench and Caris LeVert, 14 and 6 off the bench. Reece Oshae, I get a lot of questions about him, about adding him, grabbing him, holding him. I don't think you need to do any of those things. 14 points, but nothing else. He's a low-volume, fairly consistent scorer. So if you're happy with 15 points a game, nothing else, then sure. But I'm pretty certain you could stream his spot and get better production. Yes, the points are nice, but there is more to fantasy than just points, as we know. As for George Niang and Caris LeVert, I think they can both be streamed. Niang, if you need threes, I'd still rather LeVert. He does a little bit more, as we know, most nights. Okay. Game number 3, the Washington Wizards. They fall 122-103. So everything as planned for the Wizards. Keyshawn George had 15, 10, and 4, three steals. He has to be rostered. Champagne does not. He started again, but only had 7 points. Saar had 8 points with two blocks. We hold him. We don't hold Bob Carrington. Jordan Poole apparently is back to playing close to starters minutes. That's 27 minutes, two nights in a row, 25 points for him. Now, I can't guarantee he plays in the next game or plays 27 minutes, but for now, we probably hold him. There's going to be, I haven't looked at the questions yet, but there's going to be some Vukcevic questions, I guarantee it. He played 4 minutes. Yeah, look, I mean, I apologize. I said I had some element of trust here, and I guess I was wrong. I now have zero trust in what the Wizards are going to do moving forward. So who can we hold? Well, I talked about it. I think Keyshawn George. I think Alex Saar, and I think Jordan Poole. They're probably the only three that I would be holding. Marcus Smart was good in this one, probably doesn't play the next game. They'll get a few guys back. Sadiq Bey is even close to making a return, so there's another name to throw into the mix if he comes out and actually plays. So avoid Washington at all cost, but if you need to, wait until the last minute and then stream someone in. For the Knicks, Cat started slow in this one, finished strongly, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 10 of 13 from the line, 10 of 20 from the field. So, look, yeah, good numbers. He's pretty pretty clearly banged up, but we know the drill in New York. He will keep playing. OG had 23 points with two steals. Good night for him. Josh Hart, the scoring has been pretty disappointing lately, but he had 12 rebounds. He had a steal. After that really hot start where he was a top 20 player, top 25, he settled back into top sort of 60, top 70, which I think is where we want to be looking at him for next season. There was no Miles McBride in this one, so Campaign got the start. He had 13 points, 7 assists. As long as Brunson's out, and if McBride misses more time, I think we have to go and add Campaign. They were the second team. Let's go to the fourth game. The Bucks. They defeat the Kings. Another implosion by the Kings. We'll start with the Bucks. No Damian Lillard again. So Ryan Rowland started. Unfortunately, couldn't reproduce what he did the previous game. 0 points for him. Taurean Prince had 15 points, 2 steals in 25 minutes. I'm not rushing to add him. Lopez had 21 points. Kuzma had 14 and 14. Talked about him ad nauseum. When they are down, either Giannis or Dame, we make sure we're holding Kuzma. As soon as both of those guys are healthy, we're okay to move on. Giannis had 32 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Gary Trent, 3 threes. And Kevin Porter, much better. He was pretty poor in the last game, 18 points, 6 assists in this one. Again, with no Damian Lillard, I think both Porter and Trent are okay as streaming guys if the schedule is favorable. Let's go to Sacramento. Malik Monk, late scratch due to an illness, so Keon Ellis got the start. 20 points for him, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 0 steals and 0 blocks. So the points, a nice bonus, but if you're holding him, it's probably for those defensive stats, and he didn't do anything here. Again, I think he's a streamer, nothing more. I don't think Monk's going to miss more time here. There's no word that this is anything other than just a bit of a cold or a flu or something. So he should be back for the next game, if not the one after. Zach LaVine, 16 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. I really feel like he has probably reached the peak of his abilities at this point. I have no idea how old he is, but I don't know. I don't see him getting better. He is who he is. He was a weird fit for this team. They continue to lose games. Their arrow is not pointed up. Let's say that. I think it's pointed across at best. Obviously, they're without Domantas Sabonis in this one. But, yeah, I don't know. I posted something on Twitter earlier today about which of the struggling teams are unlikely to improve for the next 3 years. A lot of people said the Nets. Some people said the Bulls. I was curious. I mean, I guess they're not a struggling team, so maybe if I'd phrased it differently. But I would have the Kings in that discussion. I just don't see them getting better. DeRozan, he's not getting better. LaVine is not getting better. Sabonis, can he get better? Maybe. Keegan Murray, the way he's being used, he's not going to get better. I don't know. It's just, I don't think things are looking up in Sacramento. Laravia had 11 points off the bench. Trey Lyles, 7, 5, and 3 with a steal. I think we're okay to hold on to Lyles until Sabonis is back. Valanciunas was much better in this one, 18 and 7. So that's very Valanciunas. Some rebounds, efficient scoring. So I think we can hold him as well as Lyles. Oh, we did the Bucks. Yeah, all over the place. Oh, what happened here? This one's stuffed up. Here we go. For the final game, the Bulls. Let's just adjust it a bit. Okay. Bulls, 146 over the Lakers, 115. So another good win for the Bulls, another pretty embarrassing loss for the Lakers. Let's start with Chicago. There was no Trey Jones. He's out for a couple of weeks with a foot sprain. So Josh Giddey returned, moved into the starting lineup and had a triple-double, 15, 10, and 17, 8 steals. If you forgot to activate him today, tough luck. If you picked him up. I doubt he was dropped. But if you had him in your active lineup, those eight steals could be the difference between winning and losing this week. Obviously, a career high. I haven't checked that, but I'm not going to... I'm not in much doubt there that eight steals are his career high. So fantastic production continues from Josh Giddey. Vooch had 12 and 12. He's been fine, obviously cooled off since his hot start. Buzelis had 31 points, first 30-point career game for him. So good to see. Kevin Huerter had 14, 3 and 2 with a steal and a block. We're holding him. Trey Jones is out. It does sound like Lonzo could return next week, but no indication as to when exactly. So we hold Kevin Huerter. Kobe White had 36 points, 2 steals, only 2 assists, but 6 threes. 6 of 8 from the line's actually pretty bad for him, but yeah, can't complain at all. And Patrick Williams, 14 points off the bench, whatever. Daylon Terry had 13 points off the bench as well, whatever. Yeah, good game for the Bulls. Lakers. LeBron returned. Now, production was okay. 31 minutes, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. So pretty happy with that. 2 of 5 from the line is a bit of a downer, but whatever, we take that. Reeves had 25, 2 and 5. Luka Doncic, 34 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He was pretty frustrated in this one. He got a tech foul for just pushing Josh Giddey, I think, because he was annoyed. And then complained about getting a tech foul. Okay, whatever. So Luka, Reeves, LeBron, we're holding all of them. Jackson Hayes, we're holding him. 10, 4, and 2 with a steal in 25 minutes is fine, but that's all Jackson Hayes is. He's fine, but he's the starter, so you have to hold him. Hachimura returned. He will play more than this. He will be better than this, but I don't think you have to be holding him. Jordan Goodwin, with LeBron back, played 15 minutes, and we can move on from him. All right, let's get into some quick questions. Joseph Kim streamed Vukcevic tonight and likely finished your playoff run. Yes, that was, tough luck for anyone that streamed him in. Thank you, Shining Knight. The recovery is going, I won't say it's going well, but it's fine. It's going. You have Jokic and need some of my meds. The meds help. They're not going to help Jokic. Jokic has already been ruled out for tomorrow if you have him. So not much you can do. If you're in your final, obviously you can drop him and stream his spot. But if you are playing to play on next week, you have to hold him. Johnson, who has more upside for a center? Field goal percentage, rebounds, blocks. Jackson Hayes or Kai Jones? Looking to pick up for next week. I would go Kai Jones for upside. Jackson Hayes, as we saw tonight, he is who he is. There's basically zero upside. Hini Mini, finals week, winning by 2 steals, losing by 1 block. 5-4 right now, 2 pickups left. Stream targets. Justin Edwards, done. Chris done? Or Ryan done? Don't know. Kelly or Carlo Matkovic, Daquan Jeffries, Isaiah Stewart, Raptors players, Watson. Any suggestions? So you're looking for steals and blocks. Look, Isaiah Stewart's been pretty handy for defensive stats. Only plays about 18 minutes, though, so there's a bit of a risk there. Chris Dunn, obviously, if you need steals, he's been good. Edwards is playing big minutes. He's not too bad for steals. Jeffries is sort of okay. It looks like the Hornets are going to be pretty full strength tomorrow, so that hurts Jeffries a little bit. Kelly Olynyk, Carlo Matkovic, well, probably depends on whether Zion plays. He's questionable, I believe, so he may or may not play. Obviously, they don't have to play him. Watson, is that Peyton Watson? Look, he's been okay, I guess. Again, limited 20 minutes, 22 minutes. Raptors, you'd need to wait until you see their lineup. I think Poeltl has already been ruled out, which probably means Orlando Robinson is back in the rotation, but he didn't even play in the last game, so that's hard. So I think you could make a case for a lot of these guys. Dunn, Edwards are both probably going to play 28-plus minutes. Stewart will probably play 15 to 18, but he's fairly consistent on the defensive end. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that helps. Alex, would I drop Justin Champagne for the likes of Clay, Ellis, Nembhard, Neesmith, KCP for the 3 and 4 nights? Yes, I would. Who would I pick up in a points league? Clay, maybe. Maybe you can get 1.5 good games out of Clay. Ellis, I mean, he was good tonight, but he's typically not super valuable in a points league. Nembhard and Neesmith, look, I guess Halliburton could potentially miss one of those three games. Well, one of them has to be a back-to-back. I haven't looked at the schedule, but if he sits out, that helps those guys. But I don't know, maybe I'd go Clay. Ricardo, who do we prefer for the Monday, Tuesday back-to-back, Kai Jones or Trey Lyles? Look, I'd probably go Kai Jones, I think. Slat, do I think Curry comes back for Tuesday? I'd put it at 50-50 at the moment. They're trying to make this out as though it's not too serious, and that he will return at some point on the road trip. So, yeah, maybe not. Let me have a look at who they play. You say they play Tuesday. Golden State. Oh, they play the Heat. Yeah, that'll probably be a toughish game in Miami. Yeah, I'll go 50-50. Aditya, playoffs start next week. Shall I drop Dante DiVincenzo to pick up Justin Edwards? Wolves have no games for 4 days. Yep, sure. Giddy made Lone Dez go from 4-5 to 7-1. Very nice. Very nice indeed. When you're ready, when you're ready. That's what it looks like. In the finals, no joker, no problem. Gee, I wish I could say the same. AD is worth stashing in the IR 14 team. Who would I add at the start of the week to get games advantage? Oh, I'd need to have a list of names. I haven't looked at the schedule or anything yet. Yes, I would be stashing AD. It sounds like he's going to come back for whatever reason. Steve is going to make it into his final unless something stupid happens. Be prepared for stupidity, but yeah, hopefully you make it. Alex, Tigers are sitting second today. They are. Yes, you popped something in the chat yesterday and I said wait 3 hours and they won. Look, it's two games. Let's be honest. Well, 3 games into the season, so I'm not getting excited yet. Zip, 10-team, 9-cat, Roto, punting free throws, looking for threes, assists, and steals. Need to drop Eason for Keontae George, Stephon Castle, or McBride. Not McBride. Well, he's injured, so, yeah, not him. I'd probably go Castle, just because he's playing and he's playing big minutes. Keontae George has looked pretty good when he's out there, but he's missing games from time to time, so I would, I think I'd lean Castle there. Lone Dez, would it be risky to drop Maxi for next week? Still the semis, have one injured player. Look, it's risky because he hasn't been ruled out. Common sense tells us that he's not coming back, but common sense also tells us that Anthony Davis shouldn't be coming back, and it sounds like he is. But that said, Dallas are still in the play-in for some reason. The Sixers are not. So I'm okay with dropping Maxi. And yes, Alex, I know the Tigers have been pretty bad the last 5 years. Let's go the last decade. Make the most of it. I have. Look, I've made a point of showing my wife and my kids that the Tigers are coming second, but I'm certainly not going to get too excited about it all. All right, that will do for today's show. Nice and quick. 5 games. We must have a few tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. 8's not too bad. 8 games tomorrow. So there will probably be a post-game show as per normal. So thank you. Numbers are obviously down this time of year. We understand that not as many people are still actually playing fantasy. But thank you to those of you who are still listening and downloading and watching along. We'll continue to roll out daily, mostly daily content. Some playoff leagues coming up. And then, I mean, look, we'll probably get into preseason stuff. I want to say July, August is when it will officially launch, but I'll probably do some mock drafts earlier than that, if I'm being honest, as long as I can find some analysts who are stupid enough, much like me, who want to be part of it. So we'll have a little bit of early preseason content. Now, obviously, it's you take it with a grain of salt at this point. But yeah, we'll try to continue the regular content coming out. But again, thank you for listening. Good luck tomorrow if it is the last day, if it's your finals or your semis or wherever you're placed. And I will be back to recap the games tomorrow. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Postgame Show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.